When I got here, my initial when I looked at the theater, I was inspired. It just sucked the breath out of me because it was completely transformed to walk into the space as a 12, 13, 14-year-old teen.
Where most people would have seen only a condemned building, Mission Waco saw an opportunity. In 1994, Mission Waco purchased 6 buildings, including a theater, on the corner of 15th and Colcord, and slowly restored them to fit the needs of their organization. The Jubilee Theater reopened in 1995 for special events and neighborhood programs. Mission Waco has long provided resources and programs to under-resourced individuals, and today provides a regular forum for the arts ranging from drama to dance and sculpture. The arts' ability to empower individuals, foster creativity, and to express emotions appeals to Mission Waco's purpose in the community. Jimmy Dorrell, the director of Mission Waco, explains.
We really do believe that God is in the arts, that who we are as a Christian-based a social service agency to help the poor and marginalized, that arts is one of those things that gets left out a lot, that people do a lot of relief work, but people who are poor are just like we are. There's a side of them that is artistic and creative, and a lot of times you get so stuck on just living life that you don't get to express those things.
In 2010, Mission Waco renovated the Jubilee Theater, replacing the old curtains, installing a larger stage, and updating the technology. Upon completion, it needed one more thing, a director.
We hired a kid who had been 14 years old when I first met him here in this neighborhood, grew up in poverty, grew up with a lot of challenges, and yet talent like I'd never seen in any kid.
An aspiring actor, Stevie Walker Webb's experience with theater began at the very place he is now serving, Mission Waco. Participating in Mission Waco's after-school programs, Walker Webb made connections with his mentors who helped him apply to college and receive scholarships. It was there, in college, that he found his love for theater.
So being back here, it's like looking, I'd say it all the time, it's like looking into my past, my present, and my future all at the same time. I get to look into the eyes of kids who remind me very much of myself, who may not have everything that they want, or may have obstacles that they're struggling with, but have a wealth of potential.
The order of the show is as follows. We're gonna move just like this. We're gonna start here.
The 243-seat theater serves as a performing space for theater, dance, and community gatherings, all with the purpose of bringing arts to the neighborhood. As the director of the theater, Stevie Walker Webb does more than help youth memorize their lines or learn how to project their voice. It's about empowering the community. In any given session, you can watch a group of students and volunteers be transformed by Walker Webb's energetic personality.
And I look at it as it, I'm not trying to teach you how to act. I'm teaching you life skills that will follow you forever. I'm teaching you how to speak. I'm teaching you how to articulate, project, how to stand up, how to be different, how to be confident in who you are.
Walker Webb calls it a blessing, an opportunity to serve a community that helped to shape his childhood and led him to his passion. The call to serve was so strong that Walker Webb was willing to put his career on hold to impact the youth that he was once a part of.
And I'm grateful. Like, I really am grateful to be here. And I'm working, doing what I love. And I love the people I work with. And God, I'm giving back to an organization that gave so much to me. I mean, when will I get another chance like this again? You know, here I can wait.
For KWBU News, I'm Elizabeth George.